culture, courts, and 2028, media upheaval and early political signals. The director of the animated series, Book of Life, received death threats following the announcement of Amazon's AI animated series, an episode that illustrates how AI in entertainment has shifted from a technical debate to a viscerally emotional one. When audiences perceive AI-generated content as an existential threat to human artistic expression, the resulting backlash can escalate beyond criticism into physical intimidation. Game developer Krafton paid $250 million in bonuses following Subnautica 2's blockbuster sales, a result that reinforces the continued market appetite for human-created gaming experiences. Despite growing investment in AI-generated content, the performance suggests consumers will pay premium prices for games built on extensive human creativity, storytelling, and design. Barry Weiss oversaw a shakeup of CBS's 60 Minutes, installing new producers and ousting correspondents, in changes that reflect the broader pressure on legacy news magazine formats to adapt to audiences that increasingly consume news through social media and streaming platforms. Separately, a New York Times investigation detailed what it described as Howard Lutnick's aggressive tactics across 818 companies, raising questions about the systemic economic influence wielded by individuals who control large portfolios of businesses. Pete Buttigieg leads early 2028 Democratic primary polling, while Kamala Harris has slipped to fifth place, according to surveys cited in current reporting. Buttigieg's position suggests he has maintained a national profile and political credibility despite being out of elected office, with his tenure as transportation secretary appearing to have enhanced rather than diminished his standing among Democratic primary voters. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed that the Treasury Department prepared a $250 bill bearing Donald Trump's portrait, an item described as unlikely to enter general circulation given the limited utility of such large denominations, but one that illustrates the current administration's interest in cementing its legacy through symbolic gestures.